In our increasingly fragmented society, where relationships are mediated through screens and social ties are weakening, one skill stands out as both rare and revolutionary: the ability to truly listen. Drawing from 7 years as a user researcher in Silicon Valley's tech giants, Ximena Vengochea has refined techniques that transform surface-level exchanges into meaningful connections. Beyond simply hearing words, empathetic listening means deliberately slowing down to understand someone's inner world by attending to what's said, what's meant, and what's felt. This creates a listening loop where both parties feel safe to be authentic. Think about the last time someone truly listened to you, how it made you feel valued, understood, and connected. Now imagine bringing that feeling to every important relationship in your life. This isn't just about being polite, it's about addressing a fundamental human need that transcends cultural boundaries: to be truly heard and understood by others. In a world where anxiety and divisiveness are on the rise, mastering this skill offers a pathway back to genuine human connection. Three qualities form the foundation of effective listening: empathy, humility, and curiosity. Empathy helps us understand how experiences shape others without projecting our perspectives, enabling questions about emotional experiences rather than redirecting conversations to ourselves. Humility means suspending judgment and releasing the assumption we already have answers. When we admit we don't know everything, conversations transform from tests into lessons where others become the experts. Curiosity, being genuinely open to learning regardless of initial interest, serves as a bridge to connection. Psychologist Todd Kashtan's research confirms that curious people socialize better with strangers and form more intimate connections. As he notes, being interested is more important in cultivating and maintaining a relationship than being interesting. To build curiosity, look for interesting edges in topics that don't naturally excite you. Ask what else to develop nuanced understanding, and discover the why behind seemingly trivial matters. When conversations become challenging, remind yourself, "I can handle this," to stay present. Presence forms the cornerstone of empathetic listening. When fully engaged, we absorb both verbal and nonverbal cues, revealing true feelings. Our attentiveness makes others feel valued and encourages openness. Without it, we risk addressing wrong issues or making others feel dismissed. Self-awareness helps us stay present by recognizing when our minds wander so we can consciously refocus. Psychologists call this labeling, identifying thoughts and emotions to manage them effectively. This technique provides clarity, "That's my fear speaking," and controls distractions. Context switching undermines presence despite beliefs in multitasking abilities. Put away phones, avoid back-to-back important conversations, and give your brain processing time. When you can't stay present despite best efforts, be honest and reschedule. Focus on understanding the emotional core rather than retaining every word. Our brains naturally remember meaning better than details, the verbatim effect. Set aside time after conversations to capture important points, allowing uninterrupted engagement during the exchange. Patience completes the presence trifecta. Early in my career, I noticed my tendency to quickly answer questions in meetings. By experimenting with holding back, I created space for quieter colleagues to contribute unique perspectives despite initial awkward silences. To truly connect in conversation, we must observe emotions beyond words. By decoding how our conversation partner feels relative to what they're saying or not saying, we can move past polite facades to know the real person. Three key elements to observe are body language, word choice, and vocal cues. Body language reveals rapport, discomfort, and tension. The window into the soul zone involves eye contact, which signals curiosity when present or discomfort when avoided. The self-regulating zone includes fidgeting that indicates anxiety, while the engagement zone focuses on feet positioning. Feet pointed toward exits signal a desire to escape. Word choice often reveals underlying meaning. Vague phrases like "it's good" or "whatever" typically signal there's more left unsaid, used when people fear controversy or hurting feelings, or when stalling to delay decisions. Our voices reveal emotional states beyond conscious control. pacing, speech speed, pitch, voice height, and volume, projection level, communicate feelings words might not express. Slowing can indicate deliberation, while speeding up suggests nervousness. Higher pitches can indicate submission, while lower pitches project authority. Tracking vocal changes against someone's normal patterns provides insight into their emotional state. We each have a default listening mode: problem solver, cheerleader, or perspective giver, shaped by temperament, socialization, and culture. These defaults can cause miscommunication when misaligned with what's needed. Effective listening means recognizing our default mode, understanding what our conversation partner needs, and adapting accordingly. This alignment helps determine when to celebrate versus highlight gaps, when to listen versus solve, and when humor or empathy is most appropriate. Listen for signal phrases: I wish that, desire, I'm swamped, help needed, I miss, nostalgia, I'm working as hard as I can, recognition, or I can't figure out, direction. When uncertain, ask directly, what would be most useful right now? Often, bearing witness is best. Sometimes people don't need solutions, just an empathetic ear. Though it may feel unnatural to simply witness without acting, it's frequently exactly what's required. Connecting questions, neutrally framed to elicit open responses, give conversation partners room to answer without projecting our assumptions. They encourage shy partners to open up, reassure guarded ones, and create paths to understanding. Exploratory questions, beginning with how and what, are unbiased and open-ended, allowing partners to interpret freely. Questions like, "How do you feel about that?" reveal the full picture by freeing partners from our expectations. Simple, encouraging phrases like, "Tell me more," or well-timed pauses create space for hesitant partners to share comfortably. Reflection questions present options for comparison, helping people articulate what they want when they struggle to express it. As Ira Glass explains, sometimes you have to theorize what the answer might be, and then they're forced to go somewhere. Effective reflection questions offer simple either-or scenarios, avoiding multiple options that could cause decision paralysis. Two-track conversations, where we think we're discussing the same topic but aren't, lead to poor decisions and disconnection. When misunderstood, people either defensively double down or withdraw. The solution is confirming comprehension by reflecting back what we've heard. To confirm comprehension, untangle conversations by considering context, noting importance cues, and observing nonverbal signals. Don't just repeat words, synthesize information into meaningful themes, listening for turning point phrases, emotional reactions, and priorities. Play back their message by summarizing in neutral language using shared vocabulary. Create a concise headline and frame it as a question. What I'm hearing is, does that sound right? Rather than the potentially accusatory, so what you're saying is. In our disconnected world, truly listening with empathy offers a path to genuine connection. The greatest gift isn't advice or solutions, it's our full, undivided presence and understanding. When we listen like we mean it, we honor the human spirit behind the words.